Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Look who's available to us right now.
Gucci gang, Gucci gang, Gucci gang, Gucci gang, Gucci gang, Gucci gang, Gucci gang.
Appearing on the Dialpad guest line, Dialpad helps you make smarter calls. We're very happy to welcome here to Damon Ratto and Kolsky. No Kolsky today, just Damon and Ratto. Jimmy Garoppolo, 49ers starting quarterback, joining us here on 95.7 The Game. Thank you very much, Jimmy. Good to have you here today. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing good. A lot better after that music for the entrance. I appreciate
you
that.
You like that? Yeah, that we play that just for you. So when things weren't good, it sounded like this.
Gucci gang, Gucci gang, Gucci gang, Gucci gang, Gucci gang, Gucci gang, Gucci gang.
But now we're back, baby.
Gucci gang, Gucci gang, Gucci gang, Gucci gang, Gucci gang, Gucci gang, Gucci gang.
Let's keep it up, right?
I like the first one a lot better.
Fair enough.
Awesome.
You know, Jimmy, when we had you on today, I'm sure you were expecting a knee injury question, but it was probably about yours, not Mike McGlinchey. Man, we just learned here on air that he is going to be out for 4 to 6. What's that mean to you as you get ready for Los Angeles?
Yeah, you know, it's tough. It's Mike, he's a hell of a football player, hell of a guy, you know, just in the locker room. And you know, you hate to see it. You know, he was battling through it all game and everything, and just it's so impressive what those guys up front go through. And so, you know, it's next man up mentality now.
It's a next man up league, but you are missing now a fullback, and on your depth chart, there is no next man up. Like, you're going to have to sign a fullback to have a fullback, another one. It just feels like, man, without both tackles and your fullback and a running game that's just popping everywhere, going to Los Angeles, it's like, God, this is why we can't have nice things.
Yeah, you know, it's that's football, though. You know what you're signing up for. So it's we have a good mentality in the locker room. You know, guys are stepping up and we're filling those roles as we need to. And you know, it's up to each and every guy when his number's called to go answer it.
All that said, how much of today have you spent bubble wrapping your remaining offensive linemen?
Yeah, those guys are warriors up front, man. I mean, what they go through on a day-to-day and game-to-game basis, it's just it's incredible, and you got to give them all the credit in the world. So it'll be a good test for us this week, that's for sure. It'll be tough.
Is this the kind of injury that when you put it on top of the Staley injury sort of makes the organization rethink how it approaches an offensive game plan? Or do you just go, we're going to do what we do. We're not going to change what we were going to do to begin with. It's just we expect somebody else to do that job the same way that he did it.
Yeah, I think there's a little bit of both. You know, you don't want to lose your identity as an offense, you know, especially when we're running the ball the way we are. You don't get that every day. So it's one of those things that the next guy up, you know, try to do what his strengths are and put him in good situations to succeed. And I think our coaching staff does that better than anyone. You know, just the way they game plan and the in-game adjustments they make even, it puts us in good situations as players.
Jimmy, if a running back is a quarterback's best friend, you got like 3 or 4 best friends on this team, don't you?
Amen. Yeah, it's a nice luxury.
They've been phenomenal. What's been the key? I mean, what do you think has turned this into a year where the Niners are literally through 4 games having their best season in 60 years just running the ball?
Well, I think it starts up front. You know, those guys up front are paving the way and creating the holes for the backs. And then it goes to the tight ends, fullbacks, and even to the skill guys, the receivers on the outside. I mean, those guys, it's a group effort in the run game, and everyone is committed to it. The coaches, like I said, put us in great situations to, have a chance to be successful. And then at the end of the day, the running backs just make it happen. I mean, it's a great group of guys. They all get along with each other, and they all kind of bring a little bit of a different element to the run game.
By the way, your tight end brings a different element to the run game, too. That guy's a little blockerish, is he not?
Oh, he's unbelievable. He barely gets any credit for it, too. That's the crazy part, and it shows up day in and day out every game. It's Yeah, he's a monster.
Has the game slowed down for you this year? And maybe part of that is because the running game is now more prevalent than it was 2 years ago or even last year. But have you noticed that the game just seems simpler and more ordered now that you've got a few games under your belt?
I wouldn't say it's slowed down. It's more so having an understanding for the offense, I think. It just has made me put me in a more comfortable situation. You know, there's not as much thinking out on the field. There's more, you know what you're doing, and now it's just go play. And so when you could play like that, you're playing faster, more aggressive, and it just allows you to be yourself.
Jimmy Garoppolo here on 95.7 The Game. It's a pleasure to have him on, and obviously you're now 12-2 as a starter. We spend an awful lot of time in the media debating like a quarterback's personal record. Wins and losses are sort of redefined around major league pitchers. So what does it mean to you? Like, forget what we think about it. What does it mean to you that you're 12-2 now as an NFL starter?
It means I'm surrounded by a lot of good people. There's a lot of people around me that, you know, it's a group effort. It's not just one person going out there. It's, you know, it takes a whole organization to win a football game, and it's not easy winning a football game. So at the end of the day, you know, being the quarterback of the team, it's my job to go out there and get wins, and really that's all that matters.
How much more do you get to feel like yourself this year after last season was defined by the rug being pulled right out from underneath you?
Yeah, it's different. It's I keep telling myself that last year was a blessing in disguise, and I kept telling myself it was going to make me a better quarterback, and you know, there's a lot of positives to take out of it. But it's tough sitting the whole year with an ACL. I mean, it's something that I wish on nobody, and I think it's it got us to where we're at now. So you know, we just got to keep this thing going now.
That said, having a bye after 3 weeks, did you almost feel like, hey, I'm just getting started here, and now you're making me take a week off? I mean, is it a frustrating time to have a bye, especially when you're going good?
Not frustrating, just different. You know, it's something that I've never had before. But I don't know, it's kind of just, it is what it is. So you got to make the best of your situation. I didn't even go anywhere. I kind of just stayed here because it didn't feel like right going anywhere, I guess. I don't know. It's too early in the season. So it's just, we've had a good mindset every week, and it's just, we've taken it one game at a time. And I think if we keep doing that throughout the year, we'll be happy with the result.
How would you, what do you think of your wide receivers right now? There's been talk about what isn't working, what is working, who you are or are not comfortable with, whether they're even putting on the uniform because they're injured right now. Where are you standing with your wide receivers?
Oh, I love those guys. Feel comfortable with all of them, confident in all of them. And they all have a different, element to their game. They all just kind of, they have specific skills that we try to, you know, bring out in them and let those shine. And I think those guys, when they've gotten their numbers called, they've played great, you know. The ball comes their way, whether it's run after catch, making a tough catch in tight coverage. Those guys, they show up. And it's exciting to have a group like that.
Preparing for the Rams, or really any team on a short week, where do you feel that lack of time for full preparation, or do you?
It's definitely different, yeah. Especially coming off the bye with a Monday night game, it felt like it took forever to get to that game, and now it's a quick turnaround. So, you try to play catch-up as quickly as you can. You know, as soon as that next day comes, when Tuesday morning was here, you know, we were under the Rams. So you try to play catch-up as quickly as you can. The game planning's a little different, but, at the end of the day, you know, got to be ready for Sunday.
Jimmy, how many practices did you get to see out of Nick Bosa before you said, oh, my God, this guy's it? And I know he didn't even really practice very much.
Yeah, I mean, he only probably went for about a week in training camp or so. When you see a rookie make a couple plays the first day, you're like, okay, you know, maybe beginner's luck or
right,
whatever it is. But then it was consistent. And not only in the pass game, it was the run game too. It was like, this guy's showing up, you know, he's near the ball every time and he's disrupting everything. And maybe a couple practice into it, I could tell. It was different.
Jimmy Garoppolo here on 95.7 The Game. So what do you think about the job Jacoby Brissett has done in Indianapolis in the wake of Andrew Luck's sudden retirement? You guys get to know each other very well in New England?
Oh yeah, Kobe's my guy. He's awesome. I'm so happy for him too. I was watching the past game against the Chiefs and everything, and the guy, you know, he waited in line for his opportunity, got it, and now he's taking advantage of it. So I couldn't be happier for him. He's an awesome dude and just great teammate.
Does the Wolf Pack check in on each other?
We try to from time to time, yeah.
How much time during the course of a week do you spend looking at stuff around the league? Or is that wasted time in your mind? I mean, how much of a football fan do you get to be about the 31 teams that aren't yours?
It's tough. You know, more so the coaches and the scouts, they'll look at that stuff, and if something stands out to them, you know, they'll bring it to our attention. But, yeah, I mean, maybe I'm, you know, flipping through the stations, I might see a game for a couple seconds on Thursday night or something like that, but it's tough. I mean, especially during the season, it's just you don't have time to do any of that stuff or to be a fan. So it's tough.
Jimmy Garoppolo, let me ask you this. And they told us, by the way, that you got a quarterback meeting. So if you got to go, you just let us know you got to go here. But I need to ask you about being a Jordan brand ambassador. Two questions.
Okay.
Did you get to meet Jordan?
I haven't yet. No, unfortunately. But it should be coming.
Like, when you do, I'm guessing a lot of people get tongue-tied around you. I know you grew up in Chicago worshiping at the altar. Will you be a fanboy when you meet Michael Jordan?
Oh, man, he might be the only person that I would be a fanboy of. Since I was little, just growing up, watching those championship runs, I mean, I was very young, but I could still vividly remember watching those in the living room. And it was just, it's so cool just to, I don't know. When I get the chance to meet him, it will be a special moment.
As a brand ambassador, do you get every pair of Jordans?
I'm pretty close, I bet. I got two rooms full of them, so yeah, there's a good amount.
Can you call them and say, I like this style, turn them into football cleats?
Well, that's a little tougher. I mean, the football cleats, you know, they have specific ones that they're... How do I word this? That they're showing off, I guess, for this season or next season. You know what I mean? So it's kind of at their discretion. But yeah, I would assume they would be open for it. Maybe in the off season talks.
So as a brand ambassador, they want you to be a good ambassador for the brand.
Yeah, of course, yeah. But I mean, I honestly couldn't tell you the last time I wasn't wearing Jordans. I love the Jordans.
Favorite pair?
Oh, the threes. I mean, everyone likes the ones and 11s, which I can't go wrong with either, but the threes are my favorite.
You really pimped that well. I mean, you really covered the brand well. You should have met him before this. Cause
totally.
You sold fully.
I appreciate that, guys. Well, I mean, hopefully in the offseason we'll get that done.
Maybe we can get Ray a pair of Jordans. Have you
no,
ever had a pair of Jordans?
No. We don't need to do that. I'm not going to sit here and mine for shoes. We're trying to get him shoes.
You don't like Jordans?
I like them fine, but I'm not going to go on the air and pimp. Please give me shoes. That's undignified.
All right, well.
There's a lot of dignity here, Jimmy. We're worried about it at all times.
Here, you know what?
I'm sensing that.
Yeah, send Damon a pair.
I'll tell you
because
what.
Because he'll drool all over him and he'll slip right in.
Keep the shoes. This is more important. I'm getting up this morning. Bob Lang of the Niners is like, hey, Jimmy today. And I said, thanks, Bob. Really appreciate it. I look up. I tell the wife, honey, got Jimmy Garoppolo on the show today. Do you have any questions? My wife's question for you, Jimmy, is can you make her birthday party? It's January 28th. And look, it's real simple. You're either going to be very unavailable because that's the week before the Super Bowl or incredibly available.
Well, hopefully I'm unavailable. And I mean, that's what we're hoping for right now. So we might have to put a rain check on that one.
Fair enough. But Super Bowl or bust now, it means a lot. Thank you, Jimmy. Really appreciate you coming on with us. Appreciate having you on today. Good luck as you get ready for the Rams.
Definitely. Appreciate it, guys. It was good talking to you.
Thank you. Jimmy Garoppolo here on 95.7 The Game.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.